I thank God for what he's done this far. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to be before you long. It's 11:45, so I can do this in 15 minutes. Praise be to God, and I will not get in trouble. Amen. But I'm just going to encourage us. It's just something that we talked about that overflowed from our mixed of Holy Spirit, of sharing, of building up to the body of Christ. And what has stuck to me is last week during worship, everything was centered around Christ and Christ alone. You know, everything was, every song that came on, it was gearing to Christ. And I remember God spoke and he, you know, just put it in on my heart. It's like, who do you say I am? And I've been, you know, I've been going, you know, just been thinking and pondering on that all week. And if I can carry you to do anything, I know this week someone told me, says, continue to walk with God. And the Holy Spirit said to me, continue to walk in Christ. Amen. So I encourage everyone to walk in Christ. So here's an article. You know, this is something that I was just reading. It says, who do you say I am? Jesus asked the disciples. And it says that the question is recorded in three of the four Gospels. But this question is more complicated than it might seem. Their answer wasn't just Jesus. It was so much more. At some point in it all, in some point in all of our lives, we are faced with a similar question. Who do you say that I am? Jesus poses the question in Matthew. In all three accounts, Jesus first asked, he was asking, who do people say that I am? So have you ever asked, you know, it's like in conversation, like, who do people say Jesus is? Sometimes they never say. Sometimes they say, God is good. But they never say or explain who he is. And I've never asked that question, but you know, through many sermons, I know you never asked, who do you say God is? But the question always has come up, who do you say I am? So have we ever asked anybody, like, who do you say Christ is? What the response would be? Have you ever figured that out? So his first question, who do people say that I am? Okay. Who do the crowds say that I am? So when I think about who do people say I am, so then I would think talking to multiple people on a personal level. So then when we go to get great conferences, we're praising God, but who are they saying he is? That's something that you know, that was a question that I was thinking. Who, you know? So, and then I think we learned that, I want to say this right. If I'm wrong, then I'll answer possible. I remember saying is that when you, back in some time, in those times in the Bible days, that if whoever the son you are, those are the attributes of who you were. Because if your father was a carpenter, then, you know, son of the carpenter, most likely you might be a carpenter, whatever. I might be explaining this wrong, but your father, a name would identify, I'm going to say, who you are. So, you know, as we were taught, you know, and as we think about it, Jesus was the Son of God, so he took on all of God's attributes. And when I think about that, I think about us, because the more we know about who Christ is, we can identify who he is. And when someone asks you, who do you say Christ is? You can say, he's my provider. He's my healer. He's my way maker. He's my peace. Because we got to talk about the experience of him. That's how we get to know him, as well as coming in to obtain a knowledge of who he is. Because even when we actually know who he is through the divine, we're knowing who we are. So when I said, sometimes, you know, when I said that, like, I am victory, I feel I am victory. I am victory. And because I have taken on that mindset, and I'm not disagreeing anyone, but when we said stand in victory, I said I am victory. Because when I think about the things that I have gone through in this season, I am victory. Because you are not moved. Your emotions are not out of control. When you learn who Christ is, you're learning who you are, and you can stand in that. So I can say, I can stand in Christ because nothing will affect you. Standing in his presence truly makes a difference, and it buffs the blow that is about to come or what is going on. And I'm just trying to encourage everybody. So when we know who we are, so sometimes we know who we are, we know these things, but to actually stand in it, it's a different experience. It's a different fight. Because one thing that I've come to learn is that I've come to learn, it seems like I learn it and I let it go. I learn it and I let it go. Why? Because I'm in and out of his presence. I'm in and out of his presence. I'm not walking in him, but I walk with him. And it takes a totally difference to know when you're walking and standing in him. Because the blow is completely different. You walk different. You talk different. You see things totally different. So then he says, who do you say that I am? Can we say right now, whatever circumstance or situation it is, who is he? So you're confident. A lady, an old mother of mine, and she passed away. And she always said, Christ will be whoever you allow him to be in your life. If you want him to be a little God, he will be just that. If you want him to be a middle-sized God, he'll be just that. If you want him to be a big God to encompass all in your life, he'll do just that. He will be whoever you want him to be in your life. So if we never walk or stand in him, what can we say? Can we say he's not in us? We can't say he's not in us, but we can say we're not in him. And it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. And I come to realize us knowing who he is that in all things, and I know sometimes we say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our heart. It may sound strange and it may sound funny, but while I'm waiting, I'm walking in him. Because I got to wait for the perfect timing. I got to wait for this. We're waiting, but while we're waiting, we're walking towards the things that he would have us to do for him to show up. And what I come to realize is that we pray for direction. But when we're in the kingdom, we already know the direction. We already know the assignment. So we're waiting for him to show up, but he's not going to show up if we don't ever start walking towards what he wants us to do. We're praying, what's our next step? But we've been learning of the kingdom. We know what to do. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. And we're waiting, but we know what to do. He knows the path that we will take. He knew us before we was created in our mother's womb. He knew every path. He knows everything that we are to do. We know everything Jesus did. We know what to do. Can I tell y'all, I've been challenged. Been challenged. Sitting there in a crowd of people that I'm talking about. Pray what God tell you to do. Sitting in the crowd and I look at somebody and the Holy Spirit said, just touch them. I said, Lord, forgive me. So I'm going to touch the person. He said, you ain't got to pray. Even if you just walk and brush up or just put your arm, just touch them. Simple as that. He says that we don't have to know everything if he says it. And we know that it's him. Because just that brush up, cancer could dry up. Joy could jump on somebody from the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. Power could resurrect. Let the light shine in and the darkness go out. So who do you say God is? What are we going to do going forward? We know the assignment. We know what the kingdom looks like. And we're constantly conforming in his image. It may not look perfect to us, but we're doing the deep work. We're doing the heart work. We're doing the mind work. We're doing the soul work. We're putting it in. I believe that we are in a period of prayer and peace. And when you have peace, you can get clear direction. So what are we going to do with the Christ in us? We're walking in him. We are to do the things that he do. So who do we say that Christ is? Healer, peace. And if we know him to be that, and we're living in that, and we're walking in that, we can deposit that to all that needs it. Now, every time, peace and blessings. People say, how you know I'm blessing? Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. That's a part of my conversation. Peace and blessings. Because we have to learn that whatever situation that we face, walk in him. In our down moments, walk in him. Someone says something wrong, walk in him. Boss don't like you, despise you, walk in him. sickness in your body, walk in him. Mind troubling you at night, walk in him. Chaos all around, walk in him. Heaviness of heart, walk in him. Kids irate, walk in him. Friends act crazy, walk in him. Because we're already being conformed in the image of Christ, but we're always in a season of transitioning. Why? As long as we continue, you said it, to transform in the image of Christ, we go higher and higher. Our faith gets stronger and stronger. And we begin to look more like him. Every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. So who do we say Christ is? Because every day we're walking in him. And as long as we walk in him, heaven is on earth. And as long as we walk in him, we can say, I am kingdom. What does it say? Yes, it says that it's between as far as your left hand from your right. This is kingdom, and it lies here. So even though it looks this wide in front of our faces, when we go out, it can go as around the nation, around the world. Our thoughts, our prayers. And as long as we we're created in the image of Christ. We are created in the image of God. And he thought about us before he even came, right? So I'm going to ask y'all, lately, have y'all ever thought, when y'all thought about something and you turn your head, there it was, because you thought about it? That's been happening to me this last past week. I think about something, and as soon as I turn around, there it is. And what I'm saying is I'm thinking about a person. I go to pick my phone up to call the person, and they're calling my phone. But they need kingdom. And we're to give it. We have to take on the mindset, I am revival. I am the revival. We're waiting for the revival to break out, but if we're walking in Christ, we are the revival that can set the captives free. I am a revolutionary. I am a life changer. That's who we are. But you got to say it and believe it. And I promise you, once we start believing in what we walk in, it's going to manifest. He's going to show up. He's going to do whatever he says he's going to do. And the song says, this is my confidence because of your faithfulness. His faithfulness is our confidence. We're a kingdom. We wake up in the morning, Lord, what am I to do today? And I get to walking. You're faithful. He said, touch somebody. You're faithful. I'm going to touch it and keep on walking. Why? Because he's going to do what he got to do. Because nobody's going to get the glory. Whether the person feel the shock, feel the transfer, they're going to know something has changed in their life. We got to walk in him. Walk it out. talk it out. I believe that we're, it's three P's. I believe presence, peace, and it left me just that fast. It left me just that fast. Must not have meant for me to say. It left me that fast. Yeah, presence. When it come back, I text it. Oh, prayer, peace, presence. That's the season we're in. His presence through our prayers and through his peace. When all hell rises and try to break forth in our life, stand still and watch the salvation of God. Why? Because we're praying in his presence that's going to bring about the peace. Who do we say God is? God is Christ, who we walk in and manifest and display him daily, which is the kingdom. I am kingdom. Who is Christ? He's the anointed. He's kingdom. Heaven on earth, kingdom. That's what we are. That's who we are. Every day that we set our mind to work to be conformed in his image, that's who we are. And we wonder why we have incidents of people coming to us, and you always run to people in John. I don't know why. Because kingdom is there with you. They're going to come. Can people call you on the phone, ask you for prayer? Kingdom there. Belinda, you on your job training people? That's kingdom. Because during the mix of you training them people, you don't know. You don't know what's being released. You think that you're training people. That's why it's central that they want you to train to do other things. Because kingdom is being released in that one place. But he's moving you all over the place. The enemy wanted to keep you in that one little place. Screen, screen, screen. Wanting to get you frustrated. I know I'm doing screens. You understand? And the enemy wanted that to be. But because you walk in Christ, because you're doing the hard work and moving yourself into his image and you're being conformed, they can't keep you in one place. They got to move you throughout. It's called consistency. Prayer. Perseverance. I refuse to let them get me upset. God help me today going in this place. And Steve, you got to understand what's going on with you. You're a supervisor. You get ready. Hey, it don't take much. It's just the transformation of your mind, knowing that you are his and he is you and you're connected to him and there's no place that you can go. And every day he's there with you. He's in you. You're moving. You know, all the positivity coming on and you got to release it. Jay and Al Maria, y'all in? My neighbor. And it seems like it's not getting no better. But I'm here to tell you it is getting better. Even though it seems like it's getting worse, God is at work because the enemy wants you to give up. Want it to work your nerves. But extend peace. That's it. I was getting ready to say the thing, honey. Honey, what it says, when light come through, it eradicates darkness. Because I'm going to tell you, she may be running now, but trust me, darkness going to run into the light to change. You know? So I come to encourage everybody. We may not see it with our physical eyes. We may not understand, even know what's going on. But every day that we wake up and take on the mindset of Christ's kingdom is here. Everywhere you walk, everything you do, who do you say Christ is? Guess what I come to find out, y'all? I ain't got to say nothing. Just walk it out. That's right. Because they will know. They will know. They will know. And trust me, ministry will come to you. We walk in Christ. And there are times he's going to tell us to do something and just do it. No, just do it. But it's going to come to you. Because Christ, he's needed. Kingdom is needed. And there's so many people proclaiming kingdom and so far from it. It's only because of their lack of understanding. A lot of people are not working to be conformed into his image. They're still trying to get to know his works. They're not trying to be conformed into his image. But they want to know his works. So for these titles, he just went where he was sent. He just went where God told him. He went where he felt the need tugging and pulling. So you can say, okay, I'm going to go over here. I don't know what for, but I'm just going to stand there. And whatever needs to be done, because we're in him, it's going to be done. We don't have to wait. We know what he's want, but we're not going to be foolish. Because we're going to do everything that's in his will. Everything Jesus do, whatever portion we're graced with, we're going to use that to the fullest of our knowledge. Why? Because he's there in us. I'm not saying walk with him. Walk in him. You'll get better results. Okay? God bless you. God keep you. Peace and blessings.